the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And welcome back this morning. Regular listeners of the show know we do a home improvement radio show for 30 years, revolving around your questions about things you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Well, that starts at 9 o'clock. That goes 9 to 11. At 8 o'clock, Romy guides you through the Outdoor Living Hour, where we talk about everything having to do with the outside of your house and the hardscape and the softscape and the landscape and the irrigation, the care, the planning, and the fertilizing of it. But at 7 o'clock hour, when the radio station said, Rosie, we want you to take one more hour, I said, okay, I'll take one more hour if I don't have to talk about home improvement.
Not that we don't love it.
We call the 7 o'clock hour. We're trying to decide what to call the 7 o'clock hour. I think Romy nailed it when he called it the Arizona People, Places, and Events Hour.
Good job.
We generally talk about Arizona people, and this morning we've got some special guests in. Jennifer, you went through the trouble of scouting these folks out and rounding them up. Why don't you reintroduce all of them?
Well, we have two broadcast icons in the studio this morning. Jim West, author of Phoenix Sound, is how we first
yes,
met
ma'am.
Each other. You came on, we talked about your book
Thank
about
you.
Rockabilly.
Rockabilly and the recording music scene in Phoenix in the 50s and 60s, yeah. Which Mr. Odom was a big part of.
You know, when you came in the first time,
yeah.
I just kept trying to picture how that happened here. It was a dusty little town of 100,000 people, no highways, no big city,
yeah.
Yeah, and this music thing just evolved. So, but Ray was really instrumental.
There's
in,
a lot
in
of talented people in this valley.
Yeah.
They became major stars, like Sanford Clark and Dwayne Eddy and Waylon Jennings. But that's through the evolution of all that back in the day.
Yeah,
we're kind of like the Muscle Shoals of the Sonoran Desert,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's a great documentary if you haven't seen it. Just about in Alabama,
recording scene there, sure.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, Ray, tell us a little bit about how it came about that you ended up with the country music radio stations. What led you to that? And at the time, you were the first one to have an all-country music station, right?
That's correct. I put KHEP, K-H-E-P. You ain't hep if you don't listen to KHEP. And I put that on from the FCC. And then I had six stations altogether. At various times, and just got in heavily into country music. In Abilene, Texas, where I was from, we brought in a lot of shows down there. I was with the radio there, KRBC, and they were very successful bringing in these talents. Ray Price, first show he ever worked in his life, he worked for me in Abilene. I paid him $75, and he drove over from Fort Worth. And his mother was a dressmaker, and she made him some shirts, and he changed shirts three times on three different appearances on TV that night. Anyway, just a lot of fun. That's how it all got started. And then I came out here in 1951 and went to work at KRIZ. And I tried to get Howard Loeb, who owned the station, to let me do promotions here. They were moneymakers, big moneymakers. No, I'm not interested in that, he said. Well, one day, Stan Norman, who owned a KRUX in Glendale, he called me and he said, Ray, how much money are you making over there at that station? I told him, and he said, I'll double it if you'll come to work for me. I said, you just got a new employee. So we went over there immediately, if not sooner, and we started bringing in shows, and they were hugely successful at Madison Square Garden. And Channel 10 came to me one time and said, we'd like to have you to announce the wrestling matches here also. And I said, be happy to. So,
were they, the wrestling matches were televised?
Yes.
And this would go back.
That's Channel 10.
This would go back to when now?
51.
51?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All
they
right.
had to have some kind of programming back in the day.
When
yeah.
And Madison Square Garden, it would sit, 2,000 people?
At least 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It was very successful, and wrestling was big time. I also announced wrestling on radio, boxing on radio on KRUX. And that's a little different thing, but that was all on radio.
You just didn't know how to say no when everybody asked you to do
guess
everything,
that's
right?
Right, yeah.
Very capable, obviously.
Yeah.
So, who is what guest did you bring that stands out the most in your mind that you just.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Three times brought him here.
Yeah.
My wife, she wasn't my wife at that time. She was. He was 19 and she was 18, and we picked him up at the airport, and He got in the front seat with us, and we were driving along, and everything he said to her was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. He was just
the Memphis boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a story about the when he called you up on the radio in 1954. He was just starting out. He had like Blue Moon of Kentucky. He had
Milk
recorded
Cow and, Blues yeah. Boogie was on the other side, and it was a 78 record.
Yeah.
He was very accessible back then. My dad, I'm from Memphis.
Okay.
And so my dad and mom were raised there. And I told Dad you were coming on, and he said, yeah, we used to sit around and talk to Elvis after his shows. You know, it wasn't like it is now where it's just so many throngs of people. It was just people who loved what they did, and they sat around and visited with the guest in the as they entertained.
So we called you up, was going to L.A., and asked you to get on your show. Tell us about that, Ray.
Yeah. He said I'd only charge you $14. Well, I had my talent booked already, but I could have squeezed in a 15-minute segment for him. But I said, Elvis, I've already got talent booked for that. But I said, I will be bringing you to town soon. I'll guarantee you that. Mom, I paid him $10,000? Yes. $10,000 when I brought him here. That was the first time. And
at $1.50 a ticket.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And in your new book, Ray Odom, Lifetime of Radio, Records, and Racehorses, there's actually a reproduction of the Phoenix Gazette ad bringing Elvis to town for the first time for $1.50. We're here with Ray Odom and Jim West, Sweet Jennifer, and Miss Dolly, all right here in the studio this morning at Rosie on the House. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back, y'all.